This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Hi, I'm Lee Jollo with your local news briefing. It's been 9 months, but travellers from any state can now freely enter South Australia after almost 270 days of various bans or restrictions. All of them, along with the checkpoints, have gone. More than 500 officers will be relieved of permit checking on the border and at the airport, where travellers will only be asked 3 questions upon arrival. Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says cars crossing at the border won't be stopped.
That is the only checking we'll be doing. We imagine that this will speed up the process for people coming into South Australia by the airport and will certainly be a relief to people travelling across the border by road into South Australia.
There are concerns about the long distances Southeast Aussie paramedics have to drive to deliver patients to emergency departments. The paramedic union says some of the local EDs, like the one at Narracourt, can temporarily close if no doctors are available. A brand new 3G and 4G high-speed mobile phone tower has been switched on at South Panola. It's one of 2 new towers in the Southeast funded in round 4 of the federal government's Mobile Black Spot program. The federal government says our jobs market is in far better condition than expected. Data released from SEEK today shows the number of job ads online is now 1% higher than this time last year, and the first time there are more jobs being advertised than pre-pandemic. The main improvement is being driven by Victoria, which is booming once again. To sport now, and the inaugural South Australian Teams Challenge played out in Adelaide this week, with regional teams beating their metro counterparts in the 17 and under, 15 and under and 13 and under divisions. Southeast tennis star Emily Edwards joined 4 players from Hills Florio and 1 player from the Eyre Peninsula to dominate the competition, while another Southeast player, Lucy Hanbury, featured in the winning 13 and under team. And to the community switch, a new warning from the Cancer Council for those of us across the region to avoid using spray-on sunscreen. Experts say it follows new research showing it's hard to get decent levels of UV protection from the aerosol products, leaving many of us at risk of sunburn.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.